Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Everybody, happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, September 11th. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Fickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here. What's up, Rickies? And Jason Bishop.
Crazy to think 18 years ago, 9/11.
That is crazy.
18 years ago.
Yeah.
I remember my mother was in Florida because President Bush was in Florida at a school. You guys all remember that video. And guy whispers in his ear. I think it was, was that Andrew Carden who whispered in his ear,
not
JP?
Sure.
I just remember
Andy Card.
He was reading to like a bunch of kindergartners or first graders.
And you could just see the look on Bush's face.
Yeah.
And, of course, every plane was grounded that day.
Yeah.
We remember it like it was yesterday, right?
Of course.
And my mother was down there covering that event.
Mm-hmm.
And they immediately took Bush out. He flew to some secret base in Louisiana on Air Force One.
Right.
And all the press had to take a bus back from Florida to D.C.
Mm. Oh.
Drove all the way through the night.
The planes are grounded.
You know, every plane
was
grounded.
Hop on the plane and fly back in 2 hours.
Yep.
And your mom got to be on the plane, or she had to go on the bus?
No, she was on the bus.
She had to go on the bus. Yeah.
I think the only people on Air Force One was the president, and you know maybe
his top advisors,
a couple staffers. But
we were still a nighttime show when that happened.
Yep.
I remember calling Cakes to let him know what was doing.
We had an appearance scheduled.
In D.C.
Yeah, Tammy Sachs was our promotion director.
We remember, obviously, it was one of the darkest days in American history. We remember it, where we were, what happened.
Yep.
I think we were supposed to be in Georgetown for an appearance that night. Obviously, that was canceled.
That night after the show.
Yeah, but, I mean, the whole city was basically
I didn't remember
down.
That detail.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah. I don't remember having an appearance.
Yeah,
I remember there was a brief period of time where I was nervous because my brother used to do meetings at the World Trade Center.
Mm. Yeah.
And he saw people jumping from the building.
Yeah, it's incredible. It was the worst thing ever. I had a buddy of mine yesterday on Facebook just posted, you know, obviously never forget, but that he was, I guess he worked there. And he said thanks to his buddy for inviting him to play golf.
Because
he played golf that day instead of going to work.
Wow.
I know.
Imagine that.
There were a lot of stories like that. Guys were supposed to be on planes that, you know, for whatever reason, they were bumped.
Wasn't John Thompson supposed to be on the plane here in D.C.?
I think John Thompson was one.
Yeah.
There was a couple other athletes that were supposed to be on a couple of those planes.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg, wasn't he supposed to be on one of the flights?
I think so.
Somebody, like, overslept or he was hungover and he couldn't make the flight.
I think so. I remember the like a week after that, maybe even longer than that, we did commercial-free shows. Remember that?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it was the next day. And
we would take, all we did was take calls.
Right.
Yeah. For days.
For days, yeah.
Days and days.
And then
days.
That impacted our Super Bowl trip months later.
That's right, we drove, except for Jason. Jason flew.
We opted to drive
to New Orleans,
because there also was another plane crash a few weeks later, which turned out wasn't terrorism, but
there was some thought that maybe a missile took it down.
We had to make a decision.
Yeah. We had to make a decision. Shoulder-fired missile.
Yeah. We had to make a decision on the flight plans. It was just on the heels of that next plane crash.
Had that not happened,
we decided to drive.
Well, Locke, we would have taken a flight.
Yeah,
but that,
of course.
That, I think it crashed like in Brooklyn or somewhere in New York.
In Queens or something, yeah.
And we were like, oh, this is too scary. Got to hop in the minivan and drive to New Orleans.
Oh, my God, what a drive that was.
That was just a hellish.
What was it, about 17 hours? Something
about
like that.
It was
something
like
a quick pit stop in Alabama to visit Cakes' mom.
God that bless was, Cakes. Kept looking at his watch.
That was on the way back.
That was on the way back.
I know.
On the way
down,
on the way back.
Yeah.
But 18 years ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I got an email from Loudon.
Do you think young kids really know about it or appreciate it?
Young kids, no. Like my our daughters?
Our kids.
No, of course not.
I feel like my 12-year-old.
They know about it, but they don't appreciate it.
No.
They don't know.
They have no idea.
No. What were you
going to
say, Jason?
I was going to say that I got an email from Loudon County Public Safety, you know, public high school safety.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course, there were social media threats for today.
For, today.
For a bunch of the Loudon County
high
schools.
I know you kind of sleep on that, right?
Yeah, I know. You never know what crazy is going to do.
Yeah.
And it was a Tuesday, too, right?
Tuesday.
It was a 9/11. It was
a
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful day, too. It was like cloudless sky, amazing, like late summer day.
And of course, the thing I always remember is that the Broncos played the night before, right? McCaffrey, did he have
broke his leg?
He broke his leg that day.
That's exactly what I was doing when JP like called me. He either called me or like AOL instant messaged me.
Yeah.
I mean, this is basically 20 years ago.
Well, there was no text messaging.
I remember like it was yesterday. McCaffrey broke his leg. And I was searching for like to pick up like Eddie Kennison as a as a backup.
Right.
To add to my fantasy team.
Yeah.
And I thought he was calling about something stupid and sports related.
Right.
He's like, no, you have to turn on the TV to see what's going on.
Yep.
Right. I was just in my basement, in my townhome, just cut off from society. I had no idea. TV wasn't on. Didn't have any clue what was happening.
And we had just woken up. Let's be honest. Back then, you used to wake up at 9, 9:30, 10.
We were well rested.
Yes.
We looked pretty good back then.
Did we go to work that night? Did we do a show that night? I think we did.
We pretty much did commercial-free rock for, like, I feel like almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was a long time.
But it was, like, therapeutic for everybody. Because we didn't know what was going on. We didn't understand it. And we were all kind of going through it together.
Yep.
I think it was kind of a seminal moment for the show, to be honest with you. Obviously, it was for the country.
It was crazy.
Valdez, how old were you when all that went down? Were you, like, 12 then?
I think I was 13. I remember vividly. Eighth grade social studies class.
Yeah.
And then the news broke. And there was like an announcement, and then we turned on the TV, and I had no idea what terrorism was when you're 13.
Did they send you home from school?
I thought it was just an accident. Well,
did they keep you there?
No, they kept you there, and they just kept the TV on, and then basically you just stayed in that class period until the end of the day.
Right.
And then I remember when the Pentagon plane hit. My close friend's mom worked at the Pentagon, and he was really freaking out, worried, and couldn't get a hold of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember the teachers and like counselors calming him down.
That's crazy.
I don't know. It was. And I remember being on dial-up internet.
Yeah, I think all of us at that point were.
And it, it took forever. I mean, I can't remember if I had internet that day because everything was just so clogged, but...
Did we have dial-up? I don't remember.
I think I had dial-up.
We did have cell phones, though.
Yeah, but I don't think we could text.
No, I think you could text, but it was the old...
It's kind of archaic.
Oh,
that's right. You got to hit the
letter. But it was amazing how, like, you saw the first images coming out when the first plane hit.
Yeah.
And you thought, well, the plane went off course or, whatever. But you saw how, like, big the hole was, like, in the building and how, like, big the fire was and the smoke coming out. You're like, that couldn't have been caused by, like, a small plane. Like, when you looked at it.
Right,
and then 20 minutes later, the second plane hits, and you know that it's deliberate. And
yeah, but it did look like a small plane, though. Like scale wise, when you're watching on TV, you don't realize it until they got up close.
Yeah,
then you saw it.
Right.
Oh man,
yeah, just nuts.
That was no little tiny little plane.
Anyway, we'll always remember that day.
Did you complete your fantasy move that day despite what was going on?
I'm sure,
I'm sure he didn't let it linger.
JP, you know fantasy football is very important to me. So, yes, I probably did.
I tell you, I have a little bit of a fantasy dilemma. It's a good one. But in one of my leagues, I was able to scoop up Lamar Jackson. Right. Lamar Jackson wasn't drafted.
Okay, that's weird, but okay.
I also have Drew Brees. I don't know if I have faith in Lamar each week, but I think I'm going to play him this week against Arizona.
Look, I'm no fantasy expert.
Should
but
be a
I would
shootout,
think he is a he is an every week. Don't even think about benching Lamar Jackson at this point
until he
over
has
Brees?
Until he has a couple
Brees
weeks where he slows
and
down and maybe just has one touchdown here, one touchdown
you know
there.
What? Look at the if you don't rely on my acumen, look at the rankings. I think Lamar at this point is like the number two quarterback at least to start this week in week two.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It's just what it is. He's at home. He's got a cushy matchup with the Cardinals.
Like he said, pretty good for a running back.
Pretty good for a running back.
I like the chip on his shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice dilemma to have, Brees and Eljax on your roster. Might want to look into trading Drew Brees. That would be my advice to you.
10-team league, though, almost everybody has a good quarterback.
Yeah, might not get much for him or anything.
I mean, like,
that's
in a
10-team
league.
To trade Lamar or trade Brees now because Lamar gets hurt.
I would keep him.
Yeah.
I think it's a good insurance. I just don't know who to play. Because I feel like Drew Brees is good for 300 yards plus and two touchdowns every week. And
that's
this
a guarantee.
League, it's a 6-point touchdown league.
I wouldn't overreact to Lamar's week one
see what
performance
he does.
Yet.
See what he keeps doing.
I'm Lamar bust, baby. I've got him in like three leagues. I'm all in.
Huh.
All the chips are in the middle.
Why would Lamar get hurt? Doesn't run anymore.
Just going to throw. Yeah.
I feel like he might throw sprinkles and running in week two. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Who do they have in week
two? The Cardinals in Baltimore.
Yeah. Lamar versus Kyler.
I would watch that. What time is that one? Same time.
1 o'clock.
I'm not going to jinx.
I thought it was a Thursday night game.
No.
What's
that's
a Thursday night
Thursday's
game?
Thursday's Tampa Carolina.
Carolina-Tampa.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm not going to jinx your boys like I nearly jinxed Drabby's. I will not say that Baltimore is a great survivor play, even though they are. I'm not going to publicly proclaim it. I'll stay away from that.
Hey, you were right. Doesn't matter if they won by one or 100.
You know what? You're correct.
It was a win.
All you are is correct right there.
Yeah.
Big winner. Big winner, Drabby's, the Drab Hawks.
I'm mentally prepping my day for tonight. Cakes and I are heading out over to Hollywood Casino, Charlestown Races.
Oh, I need to bring some cash.
Where they have the one and only sports book.
I will make some bets while I'm
just
there.
Mentally preparing.
Futures in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm mentally preparing for the amazing dinner we're going to have at Final Cut.
Oh, it's going to be so delicious.
Like, I have to have no snacks.
Don't eat before.
During the day. I mean, I will have lunch.
Light lunch.
I can't
light
go
lunch.
All day
salad.
Lunch.
Salad.
Salad. I have to make sure chicken on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to make sure
fish
3
Jason
o'clock
likes.
When I'm just sitting around the house doing nothing and you just have a tendency to go to the pantry and look for something.
Yeah.
That I don't do that.
Chicken.
We've been buying, my daughter's gluten-free. My middle kid. And I never know how to refer to my middle kid. My oldest daughter. and I always, so we buy a lot of gluten-free food for her, right? And I feel like if I eat her gluten-free cookies, it's better for you. So I just destroy her gluten-free cookies.
Well, they're not calorie-free.
They're not calorie-free, though.
The
they're
problem.
Not fat-free or anything
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. They are gluten-free, so I feel like, you don't get quite as inflamed and swollen and
right.
gross.
Right.
Destroyed her gluten-free cookies last night.
Chocolate That's, chip, oatmeal.
No, they were like fake Oreos, and I just destroyed them.
The thing,
I'm going to have to go get her
the Final
placement.
Cut dinner. You'll have everything on the menu there.
Yeah, yeah.
Much.
Yeah, the
they'll
portions
order
are big.
Everything on the menu.
That's perfect.
I mean, that's what the managers will do or whatever?
That's what's...
it's like one of
Mr.
everything.
Mr. Saunders will just
Ooh,
say, bring
know,
everything.
Do they do beer flights there? Might have to sample it.
Well, whatever
a,
you
it's
want.
It's a great idea.
Whatever you want.
I can't do a beer flight, though, with like... Because usually beer flight, they serve it like 4 ounce, maybe
yeah,
8 ounce.
Those little ones.
They can't bring out a beer flight to 20 ounces. I mean, then I'll be spending the night at Charlestown,
right?
Which I've done before.
Well, you can do that too.
Can do that.
Right. Just hit
maybe,
the poker
you know
room.
What? Maybe that's not a terrible idea. Final Cut,
but then you have to drive to MedStar Iceplex tomorrow morning.
It's true. That's a curveball.
Yeah,
we have to remind
yeah,
EBA and Jason
closer.
Tonight.
Yeah, but that's a little closer than coming down here. Because you'll be coming from west. I was near my house.
Okay,
it's closer to go to MedStar.
I'm gonna. You know how I'll remember? I'm gonna leave a winter coat on the floor, in my closet.
Am I?
So
gonna,
when I get up, that's all I'll know.
Am I gonna go to Final Cut, have too many beers, and then go to the poker room, and then stay the night? in Charlestown?
Should.
That's a new wrinkle.
You like that idea?
It's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
And then what time did you have to get up to get to the Iceplex or
whatever? I don't know.
Hour and a half? To be there by,
hour say, and 15
by,
minutes?
So you get up at 4, leave
there,
by 4:15?
Mm-hmm. It's very enticing.
So I can get to and from Hollywood Casino in about 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not that far from Gaithersburg.
Yeah.
Just head down.
Especially if you drive 80 plus right. on 270. If you do that, ooh, there's going to be traffic.
That's the only thing.
Traffic wrinkle. Another curveball. Yeah. Traffic.
Yeah, but it won't be in the morning. In the morning, you'll be able to fly.
No, but to get to our dinner at 5:30.
Yeah.
That's actually the worst time.
Go early. Traffic. Play poker
on 270.
Leave early.
Place your sports bets.
Of course I'm going to leave early.
Get to the sports book. You'll be fine.
Leaving in the teeth of rush hour is just plain dumb.
You have to take the back roads. Because I tried going the 270 route one of the times. I think Jason and I had a meeting at Hollywood Casino at Charleston Races last year.
Yeah.
And I went down 270 from where I live, which is exit 9, to exit 18, which is Clarksburg. It was 45 minutes. Think about that. That's 9 miles. Took 45 minutes. And then I bounced off and took some back roads.
Yeah, I can't have that.
Leave your house around 2:30.
Okay.
And you'll get there, say, 3.
Right.
You play poker for a couple hours. Place your futures.
No, that's a long enough session, like 2 hours.
Well, then you can play afterwards too.
It's true.
I think
2 hours is a blink of an eye.
Yeah, he's got 20.
You can't go to a casino and not play poker.
It's hard for him.
It's very difficult.
You can't do that.
It has been done, but it's difficult.
Anyway, mentally prepared because you're right. Can't snack today. Need to basically not eat from noon until 5:30.
Yes.
And then they're going to bring out all the apps, and then they're going to bring out all the sides. That's what's going to get you.
Will you bring an antacid to take after?
No, I don't usually. I haven't had those symptoms in a long time. As long as I'm not.
Might be able to stave it off.
Yeah.
With a little antacid.
As long as I'm not pounding too much chocolate and too much caffeine.
You're just going to have so much food.
Yeah.
You're going to have 5,000 calories in your yeah. It's going to be right there percolating.
As long as Valdez isn't there, the devil on my shoulder, telling me to have another hoppy beer while I have my fancy wine flight, I won't get in trouble. I'll be okay.
Just make sure you text him, Valdez, like every 10 minutes. Have another. Yeah.
Should mention on the show today, Randy Cross is going to join us. We'll talk some college football at 8:20. Talk about the Terps, who are now a ranked team.
We should get Loxley on.
Can they get to 3-0?
Yeah, we should.
Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, will join us at 9 o'clock. The Nats get shut out by the Twins last night.
The bats are just going cold. They were so hot there for a while.
Worst time for it.
They're killing us.
And Neil Greenberg is going to join us from the Washington Post. He writes about the Redskins' defensive line, which gets a lot of hype, but they don't have the numbers to back it up. So we'll get into that. But next, the Antonio Brown story takes a dark turn. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Remember, 7:45 every morning on the show, give you a chance to win some Nats tickets as they're in the midst of their playoff push.
Cakes are killing us. They need 10 more wins for our season win total bet. I mean, they're just killing us.
Got shut out last night in Minnesota.
And they can't hit
need
now.
Need to bounce back and win tonight.
By the way,
our
guy seven?
Pete on Sports on the call.
6 of 8.
Yep. In this series, if you want to listen to 106.7 The Fan and listen to the broadcast, Pete's doing a fantastic job. I heard his home run call. Wasn't a Nationals home run call, but it was a home run call.
The Twins are banged up, too. They're playing without at least two of their starters. Kepler and who else did they lose? They lost their Buxton, I believe, out with 6 months with a shoulder injury. So they were depleted in their lineup, and they still couldn't beat them.
I think the Cubs lost as well, so the Nationals maintain a 2.5-game lead for the first wild card spot. I think Milwaukee is the team on the outside looking in, but they suffer a huge setback because Kristen Yelich, who was the MVP of the league last year and is having another great year, potential MVP again this year, broke his kneecap, I think?
Yep, correct. Yeah, fractured kneecap.
Fouled a ball off his knee. That's broken sick. Out for the year. They're one back of the Cubs. They've won 5 in a row, and that just crushes them.
That'll slow them down.
It should, yeah.
Nationals race for Red October on The Fan, presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com today. So I mentioned as we went to break that the Antonio Brown saga took a dark turn. And the latest is he's been accused of rape.
Mm-hmm.
His side is he had a consensual relationship, not rape. The woman alleges three different incidents, and it's a civil complaint, not a criminal complaint. She apparently was some sort of trainer for him. One of the incidents, which she alleges, it's going to be very hard to describe on the radio.
You're not going to be able to.
But she said, she claimed she was like on a couch and he was behind her.
Right.
And he did something
vile.
Vile.
It's very similar to a scenario that we heard about. It's a very radio insidery bit.
Yes.
I can't really go into any more detail.
But all of a sudden, one DJ did to another DJ.
All of a sudden, she felt something. She felt something.
Right. Yeah.
And so that was one of the allegations.
By the way, then he text messaged her after that and said this.
Well, no, I think that I don't know the date on. I don't know if the dates line up. But yes, he has an email. I think it's an email. Maybe it's a text message.
I think it was a text.
But yeah, you can't even say. He goes, I blank my blank on your back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then she went back and worked with him again.
Then she worked with him again.
She also go to a strip club with him.
Oh, I didn't
see
that.
Allegation about that, too. I don't know.
But ultimately, the third incident, she accuses him of straight-up rape. And she claims that she yelled no and yelled stop.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if she did a rape kit, if she ever went to the police. Again, it's a civil complaint. It could be a money grab. That is what Antonio Brown's side of it. You know, his lawyer released a statement.
The thing is, Antonio Brown, it looks crazy to all of us, so you can't put any of it past. I mean, sounds reasonable.
I mean, if it's true, he should go away for 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
But
sounds
again,
reasonable.
Unless there's text messages or videos, you're not going to be able to prove it. That's why it's a civil case.
I don't know how you prove
it.
Well,
most rape victims, I heard a stat. It's ridiculous. They never go to the cops. They never tell anybody.
Yeah. No.
I could, yeah. Shame,
again,
I
could see both sides. I could see it being true. And if it, like I said, if it was, he's a monster.
What do the Patriots do about it?
They already said. They already released a statement.
I saw the statement, but you can obviously change.
Again, like I said, the league's going to look into it.
You think the Patriots didn't already know?
I don't think they knew.
The reporting is that they were taken back. I think everybody was taken back.
Adam Schefter last night and said that...
I don't think anybody knew.
Adam Schefter, who's as plugged as anybody, said he heard some rumblings this weekend, but his guess was that the Patriots did not know.
Okay. Well, it's interesting timing by this woman, you know, when he's obviously in the forefront of the NFL news, off the field anyway.
Well, it's good timing for her, if you know, true, false, whatever, because, I mean, he's never looked crazier.
Yeah, he's nuts.
So,
but again,
I don't doubt any
could
scenario.
Could be a money grab, could partly be true, could fully be true.
What does the NFL do? I always forget. Their policies are so weird. Can they suspend a guy who... See, I said this. If I was the NFL, I'd be out of the business.
First.
I'd be out of the business of suspending people unless there was an actual conviction.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I would actually just step out altogether because it seems like it's scattershot.
Well, they he wasn't convicted.
Right.
They suspended Zeke, then they
suspended Roethlisberger, I think, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure he had a conviction.
Was Tyreek Hill suspended?
He did not get a suspension, I don't believe.
No, domestic violence.
No, I'm just talking about was he suspended by the team, like to stay away from from the facility.
That may have happened.
I think the team did it.
I thought that they did that, but I could be wrong.
Dude, it's going to be a long, drawn out process.
Yeah,
I think Antonio Brown will play 16 games. You know, unless he leaves and goes AWOL, does something crazy or gets hurt, I think he'll play a full season. And this will be a long, drawn out process.
Yes,
and. You know, hopefully justice.
I'm not confident he's going to play a full season, and it's not necessarily about this. I could see it just not working out in New England, and they have great receivers already.
Yeah, it could happen. Yeah, you're right. But I'm just saying, I don't think this is going to slow down his NFL season. He'll slow his own season down with whatever antics he has.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I think that, I think the NFL move typically is a long, drawn-out investigation.
I like Tom Brady's statement. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like, I'm not into hype, I'm into work.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if Antonio Brown is into work.
But when you read what the accusation is, May 20th, 2018, Brown cornered Miss Taylor, forced her down onto a bed, pushed her face from the mattress, forcibly raped her. Mm-hmm. Miss Taylor tried to resist. Brown was too strong, physically overpowered her. She screamed, cried throughout the entire rape, repeatedly no.
This is the last incident,
this is
allegedly?
The last one. This is May 20, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she said she shouted no and stopped. When you read it, man, it's so
horrifying.
Disturbing. And it's almost like you believe it.
Yeah.
But it could totally be false.
Yeah. I have no idea.
It could be a complete lie.
I could see him doing it because he's crazy. And then I could see it.
I know.
Maybe not actually being that way. So who knows?
Impossible to prove.
Impossible to know.
Yep.
I'm backing off. I'll let the investigators do their work. Somehow they seem
that's
to know.
That's why they get paid.
Let the legal system run its course.
I have no opinion on it other than it's. I'm pretty sure he's got some sort of mental illness, so anything's possible.
There's just been so much around him in the last year.
I know.
Yeah. It's funny, he wasn't even on my radar like 2 years ago. I'm not a big fantasy guy, so I never really cared. I remember that when he did the Facebook live thing, right? A couple years ago that pissed off Tomlin.
In the locker room.
In the locker room. Yeah. It's kind of like the only thing he really registered with me. I didn't know he was that crazy maybe until that moment. Did he have any other incidents before then where you thought, wow, this guy's a little off?
And
maybe Steelers
of.
Fans knew.
Yeah.
But from a national perspective, that was sort of the first look at, wow, this guy's wired a little differently. But that was like 3 or 4 years ago.
But his production is so good. And that's why the New England Patriots bring him in. Because he's been a guy who every year gives you 100 catches, well over 1,000 yards.
And that's just not sheer ability.
Touchdowns.
That's work.
Oh, yeah.
He worked hard to get to that.
He wasn't drafted number one.
He was a six-round draft pick, I think.
He was a late pick.
Yeah.
He turned himself into the player that he is.
Yeah. But
he's a Hall of Famer.
Probably. If you say Tom Brady's all, I'm all about work, not hype or whatever... He's about work, too. That's the only way he got to be
true,
as good as he is.
But he wants, I think what he's saying there is he wants a soldier, somebody that's going to conform to their team meetings and not deal with any of the BS. He wants to be able to rely on a guy who's going to run, you know, a 5-yard crossing pattern and not be on doing his own thing.
Well, there was some report.
And maybe the Steelers, and I would say to their credit, because they won a lot of games and had success with Antonio Brown, they figured out a way to deal with it. The Raiders.
Did you see Gruden's comments when he was
I saw a car.
Gruden said, yeah, we tried. You know, good luck to the Patriots. He goes, I'm just tired of it.
Yeah.
He goes, I was fed up with it. I'm paraphrasing, but he said something like that.
Yeah.
Don't blame him.
Yeah, I mean, he was honest.
I mean, especially because he came back to the team like 2 or 3 times, and then he would leave the team.
And honestly, Gruden and Mayock looked really soft in that whole thing, the way they handled him. And Mayock tried to toughen it up a little bit with a couple of those fines, but... Yeah, I don't think they came off particularly well, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He ran all over them.
In the end, it's all about dubs. So will the Patriots win another Super Bowl, or will this somehow stymie them? I don't think it'll stymie them at all, because I think if he becomes a problem, they'll just cut him.
Yeah, they'll whack him.
And then they'll still have Julian Edelman and Josh Gordon, and Dorsett had 2 touchdowns in the first game.
Well, they've proven they can even win with lesser talents.
Yeah,
they have the most important guy. They got Brady back there make the calls.
They're even better with Brown.
Sure.
Yep.
And as soon as he starts acting up, they'll move on.
Losing Gronk is a big deal. And they relied a lot on Gronk.
It hurts, but I mean, then they throw the ball to James White out of the backfield and Rex Burkhart. I mean, those guys just pick up the slack.
A lot of times those guys are open because Gronk was a focal point of their offense in the passing game anyway.
I watched a lot of that game. They run so many pick plays and crossing patterns and short little patterns that a guy like Rex Burkhead can get open by 5 yards. And it's just over and over. And then every once in a while, Brady will go deep. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, he doesn't get touched. Doesn't matter what they do with their offensive line. Like, they were trying to make a big deal. They have a new center because their center, who's been around for, I think, 3 of the Super Bowls, has blood clots and will not play this season. Yeah. But for the most part, Brady just stands back there. Doesn't have much pressure and throws short passes.
Yeah, it's just a machine. It's a machine at work.
But Antonio Brown on these crossing patterns is going to be deadly.
I know.
He's so fast and quick.
I totally agree. He had 15 touchdowns last year.
Now he gets placed into the Pats offense.
I mean, he didn't have his best year yardage-wise, but he has his best year touchdown-wise. He had 15 touchdowns last year. Now he goes with Brady.
But we'll see what happens in the locker room there. Clearly, he became such a big distraction in Pittsburgh, and with him quitting on the team, not playing in the last game when they were vying for a playoff spot, Pittsburgh had enough and traded him. But he only warranted, for a guy with that resume, warranted a 3rd-rounder and a 5th-rounder.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you what's going on behind the scenes.
Steelers were desperate.
Anything we can get, just to get you out, this poison out of the locker room, we'll take it. 3rd and 5th, yes.
How bitter are you if you're Oakland? You traded away the picks and you got nothing out of them.
Hurts. What Oakland did, they made a run at Keelan Doss, and he initially rebuffed him, and then he finally accepted it. So Keelan Doss was cut. Remember, he was a receiver. Did you guys all watch Hard Knocks? He was featured heavily on Hard Knocks.
I watched one episode.
And fan favorite. Everyone thought he was going to make the team. They cut him. The Jags picked him up, put him on the practice squad. After the AB situation went bad, they offered him a spot on the regular roster to replace him. The Jags said, "Stay here. We'll give you a full salary. So we'll pay you $495, the veteran minimum, to stay on the practice squad here." He said, "Yeah, I'm good. I'll stay here with the Jags for $495." Mm-hmm. Then they came back and they said, "We'll give you $300,000 signing bonus." Mm. Then Nick Foles goes down. He goes, "You know what? I'll take the $300K up front and the $495 and be on the regular roster."
Yeah. Nice.
So the second run at him got their replacement for Antonio Brown.
Good. Do these practice squad guys go up and down?
For a 23-year-old, great money.
Pretty good.
Robert Davis good back deal. On the Redskins now after being waived.
Back on their practice squad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made some moves yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that at 7. We'll hit the skins. I think Greg Stroman released.
Yep.
And, of course, no Trent Williams news.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you would think today, this would be the time. If he was going to play this week, he'd have to show up.
Today.
Friday. Yesterday, I guess. Were they off yesterday?
Yeah, today. I think so. And today would be the game plan day.
Today would be the day.
The install.
To show up. But didn't sound good. I know Mike Jones reported yesterday that he talked to both sides, and there's been, as far as he could tell, no movement.
Right.
So.
But they did get some good news on Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like, I'm not sure he'll play this week, probably not. But maybe not going to miss 2 or 3 weeks like we originally thought. Maybe only misses a week.
Because they're saying day to day? I don't think there's a chance they play him.
Yeah, probably doesn't play this week, but you know, maybe he plays next week.
Yeah. They need him.
It was a small MCL strain, is that what they say?
I guess. Anytime they say a strain or sprain, I think that means that there's a tear. Maybe not with a strain. I think certainly with a sprain. So I would treat that one with kid gloves because you need Jonathan Allen. You don't need that to be exacerbated. Most people had him losing the first 2 weeks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. You want to save it. Well, you know, anchor of your defense.
You know what the percentage of teams going to the playoffs at 0-2.
Yeah,
we've gone through that.
Yeah, but no one picked him to go to the playoffs.
No, I get that. So what's the point in playing him? You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
Right. Why risk him?
Yeah.
To further
Jay needs to go to the playoffs, probably.
Yeah.
But no one's picking him to go to the
playoffs. Well, later in the show, we are going to talk to Neil Greenberg. He's going to join us at 9:20 from the Washington Post. He's the stats guy, nerdy guy, who has the numbers on the defensive line. And everybody's hyping up this defensive line, but he says the numbers belie that. So even
think
with
he likes
Josh
it when
now,
you describe him as the nerdy guy.
He writes about it himself. No, I saw him tweet this morning. He said something to me. I saw the word nerd. He described himself as that.
I think he likes geek better than nerd.
Okay.
Hey, you're just asking. Geek greater than nerd.
It's the same word to me.
Yeah, but I mean, it's different. Look, guys like to call themselves nerds. They don't want you call them a nerd.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what, Cakes? You're right. It says sports writer and stats geek. And in parentheses, not nerd.
See?
Right?
See? I know how he likes to address.
Stats geek.
There you
Neil
go.
Neil Greenberg will give us the real story on the Redskins defensive line, what the numbers tell you, not the hype. So that's coming up at 9:20 here on the Junkies.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, a bit later, Mike Rizzo is going to join us. We'll go in the clubhouse with Mike, talk about the stretch run here before the playoffs begin. Hopefully the Nats can correct their losing ways of late, dropped 6 of 8. So Mike Rizzo on the show at 9 a.m.
I saw this story
I just get bitter. I get bitter when I wake up and I see a loss.
I'm with you. I'm right there with you.
Can they win them all? Can they go 10-9? With that schedule?
That would be nice. I hope so.
Although the Dodgers have already qualified for their playoff berth. Seemed awful early.
They were out of first place for 6 days this year.
It's amazing. And it's 7 years in a row that they won the division?
Yep.
They own that division.
Yes, they do.
So I saw this story in the Washington Post yesterday. I thought it was interesting. It was about a swimmer. And I don't often read stories about swimmers, but the headline grabbed my attention. The story's about a teenage girl who goes to Anchorage's Diamond High School. So she's in Alaska, and she won the 100-yard freestyle during a meet.
100-yard or 100-meter?
It says 100-yard in the story. Oh. Yes, usually hear 100-meter, but in the story it says 100-yard.
All right.
But then she stepped out of the water, and she was disqualified. And the reason, a referee, and they are appealing decision, said that her swimsuit was exposing too much of her buttocks.
That's crazy. Yeah, I saw that story.
She got disqualified because of a suit wedgie.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
the
it wasn't
school
her fault.
Gave her the swimsuit. Apparently, some people theorize she's a mixed race girl, that there might have been some racism involved because mostly swimming is white girls.
Correct.
And they describe her in the story. This is not me. and I haven't seen a picture of her. They describe her as a curvier girl.
Mm-hmm.
So that the swimsuit, which they gave to her, may not have fit as well as does on the skinnier girls.
So it's going to ride up her butt, maybe. Yeah,
right.
On her fault.
But again, it was a school-issued swimsuit.
She didn't do anything wrong. Of course, the ref is out of control.
The competition. Yeah,
the ref is out of control. That's it. Everyone agrees.
Yeah,
100%. Fire
the
ref.
She did nothing wrong.
It's like the guy that cut off the dreads of the wrestler. Fire right. that
yeah,
guy.
I mean, that was right. outrageous.
You know, I mean, just these people are insane.
Yep.
But it does get me to kind of a larger question. When you guys went to beaches this year, have you noticed more and more the acceptability of thongs? You used to never see them on the beaches.
I guess.
Now, these may not be like G-string bikinis, but I've seen women of all shapes and sizes now.
Of course.
With essentially the thongs.
Yeah, but I also see more one pieces than I've ever seen before. And like, you know, some of that like high or like, you know, like I don't even know how you describe
it. High on the hips.
The high on the hip stuff. Like the old school look. That 50s look. You see that? That's like trendy right now. I prefer just the old standard 90s silly look, whatever that was.
A nice two-piece,
yeah,
but basic.
Yeah, just standard.
I mean, I get sized for the thong when it's on a nice body.
It's a little much.
But I'm seeing the thongs on women that are 200 pounds.
Oh, yeah, that's outrageous. That should be illegal.
I mean, you see that one or two. How many weeks a year are you at the beach? A couple weeks out of a year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more upset that my 9-year-old, she's now 10, is wearing shorts where all the pockets are hanging out, and she barely any, you know,
right.
barely any shorts. It's more pockets
yeah.
than shorts.
That's how they sell them.
I mean, yeah, I know. It's crazy. There might be 2 inches of shorts and 5 inches of pockets hanging out.
It's the way that they cut
She's
those
10
things.
I feel like such a perv if I'm at the beach and my daughters are there and they're wearing basically nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at other girls on the beach.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of
that
weird.
That are wearing nothing.
That's a weird dynamic.
I feel a little strange.
Yeah.
I feel a little pervy.
You should.
But I'm a guy.
Well,
I'm a guy. I mean, it's
well, they
natural.
Walk in front of you. What he's not supposed to. I mean, they walk in front of you.
Yeah, it's natural.
Not like you're seeking it out.
I know.
You're sitting there just watching your kids.
I get it. Yeah. But you never really know if a girl's walking down the beach and she's, you know, 50 feet away. You don't know how old she is.
So she walks in front
so
of you.
So she walks up and then she's 15, but you looked at her for 40 feet.
I can't judge the age of girls anymore. I mean, I'm 48 years old. Like anybody from, I would say, probably like 18 to 28, they're all the same to me.
Which is
like ridiculously
young. What's the cutoff
young.
For you if you were single? If your wife left you and you, you know,
probably 35.
Maybe
30.
Well, the thing is, I think you'd
have, lower.
Would you date a 22 year old?
Date?
Are we talking dating?
Impossible.
Dating or slaying?
So, well, even that. I mean,
there's a difference.
I mean, even that. I mean, it's like, yeah. You know, that's like your son's age. So that would be like your son's ex-girlfriend.
I know. That would be
one
weird.
Of her friends.
He'd pull Diddy.
Yeah, Diddy's back.
That's the Diddy move.
Diddy's tagging his son's girlfriend, Steve Harvey's daughter.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Right. That's just weird behavior.
She might be pregnant. There are pictures of her, and they're like, she's rubbing her belly.
How long did his son go out with her?
I don't know. I'm sure
Even
enough.
If it's just once, it's
I'm
weird.
I'm sure enough to smash.
Right.
It's the weirdest thing ever. I don't know. But the thing is, I don't think you'd have anything in common with anybody under 30. You'd have nothing in common with them.
I could rationalize 30. I mean, my dad was 16, almost 17 years older than my mom.
Right. It's right around there. I mean,
but it's also a different era. Like my mom, when he met my mom, she was in graduate school. She was 23 or 22. And they got married at 23, and he was 38, 39. And they were married for, I should know the amount of years. Let's just go with 35 years. No, more than that. Maybe like 40 years.
I'm just assuming you'd meet somebody if you were 22, and it would be like a zilch. Like, you know, not like someone in grad
school. I just know, like, yes.
Just like a hot chick.
I mean, I
you know what I'm saying, Case?
Yeah. You look in the mirror and you see what you are, right? So I look in the mirror and I see all this gray hair. I see bags under my eyes. To date a 22-year-old? I mean, it's just no way.
Well, like that guy David Foster that married that music producer that I think has been married like 5 times.
Yes.
And he married Catherine McPhee.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be close. He's got to be 70. And yep. She's probably, what, 35?
Probably.
He's got to be double her age.
They still married?
They just got married.
Just got
married. He's a multimillionaire so many times over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Grammy Award winner.
And he does
everywhere.
Have the music in common.
They do have that.
Yeah, but it's just strange that a girl that age would be attracted to a guy that age.
He's 69.
69. And how old is she? She's got to be. Maybe she's older than 35.
Nah, she's about 35.
Okay, give her 40. Up. Still 29 years older.
She's got to be in her 30s. I think her phone was corrupted when that whole, in fact, I know her phone was. Valdez sent me the pics. Mm-hmm. 4chan.
35.
35.
Did he send that with Tiger's pick?
It's coming back to me. Do we see real intimate pictures of her?
Yes. That's what I'm alluding
to. She would have ordered the Big Montana at Arby's.
No, but I think she had a surgery. Yeah. I think she had a surgery to address that.
She now has the small Montana.
Yeah.
She has the small
She had
order.
A surgery to sell it.
I got it.
Yeah.
She has the slider.
Yeah. You know
no
what?
Horsey sauce.
That's an improvement.
Yeah.
That's a big improvement.
I mean, there were some graphic photos that we saw.
Yeah, it's coming back to me.
Probably shouldn't have looked at it.
It's flooding back to me now.
Let's go to PJ in Reston. PJ, what's up, man?
Morning, guys. It's an awesome morning. That thing with the ref that suspended or kicked out the girl with the swimsuit, the fact that it was a school swimsuit that's so obvious that they all got the same swimsuit and it's probably not even a bikini, it's a one piece. I don't know if the ref is a guy or a girl, but it kind of makes the ref look like a pervert. And also the thing with the kid last year, the black kid that...
Yeah, the dreads. That's what we talked about. Yeah, the wrestler with the dreads.
They cut it off right there on the mat.
Yeah, of course.
There's another factor to that, too. That same ref, the year before that, was thrown on the floor by a black wrestling coach because he said the N-word to a black wrestling coach.
Yeah. We remember the story. Yeah. These guys are psychos.
That referee was able to say the N-word to a black wrestling coach. Why is he still there the next year?
Who knows?
You're right.
That's the real issue.
You're right. Yeah, the refs are the ones that are in the wrong here. 100%.
By the way, speaking of phones, my oldest daughter from at Virginia Tech sent me a text. I guess the iPhone 11 is out. Is it out already?
The one with the three cameras? No, they just had a presser about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's coming out soon, right?
Yeah. It could be $1,000.
She goes, Dad, can I trade mine in?
She's already sized.
I know. It's unbelievable. She goes, look how cheap it is. It's $400 and it's $17 a month.
Oh, is only the top one $9.99?
Well, I think this is with the trade-in.
Like a trade.
Mm. So if she trades in her 10.
Trades in her hoopty.
Yeah, then I think what you do is you finance the rest until like it pays out off the $1,000 that it's supposed to be worth.
I mean, this is not cheap.
No.
And then you know there's going to be accessories you have to get. There's going to be a new charger. There's going to be some new plug.
The worst.
I mean, I'm going to spend $2,000. It's not cheap.
You're going to do it, though. She's,
I don't know. I told her if she gets. I told her if she gets a 3.5 in her first semester.
Yeah, but you know what is cheap? Your cell phone bill.
That is true. It's the cheapest.
Did she write anything nice cheapest. Like preceding it? I got kind of Rick. I may have told you that my message from my daughter wasn't miss you or anything like that. It was, Dad, I bought the NFL Game Pass, so whenever you can, just transfer $205 in my bank account.
Right. So she's pretty cool, though.
So she can watch,
she did that.
She can watch Redskins collapses in Redskins.
Oh,
she's been mad at me because I raised her Redskins fan, you know, had the Brian Arakpo fat head
Come
and all
on,
that.
Come on, man. Why am I still on Kelsey Wall? She's a prong, man.
She said,
I'm retired, man. Get me like, on this wall, JP.
Kind of like you, EB. She tried to start liking the Patriots. She tried, like, a new team.
Yeah, she couldn't do
stick.
It. That's good.
The Redskins are in her heart, so... Part of her going to Prague, she said she needed to get the NFL game.
She needs
pass.
That Redskins.
But I mean,
fix.
She could have thrown in, "Hey, Dad, how you doing?
Hey, what are the chances?"
They don't do
by
it.
The way,
they're not wired that way.
Is there any chance that there's a bar in Prague that's like a Redskins bar?
Probably not.
You know, like in DC, if you're a Bills fan, you're
yeah,
a displaced Bills
you go
fan.
Anywhere, right?
You can just be. Like, well, oh, I bet you in DC, there's a Bills bar.
I bet you in DC, there's like a Manchester bar.
I'm sure there probably
you
is.
You know what I mean? For like Premier League or whatever
is
that is.
Is there a Redskins bar in Prague?
Great question.
Zero chance.
Well, Jason, there might be. No, I mean, there's a Cowboys bar.
And how would you feel about this, Jason?
So well, I send they are her, playing Skins.
I send her to Prague. She's studying abroad, and she's on the dean's list. She gets great grades and everything. Mm-hmm. But part of the reason she went to Prague or chose Prague is because they have classes only Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So she has a 4-day weekend.
Beautiful.
So what is she
great
doing
life.
In Prague?
It's a great plan.
She went to the Ariana
getting
Grande concert.
Getting hammered.
It's great that I'm in part of her shared photo album. She shares it with me, my mom, her grandmother, and others. But this is the first time I've ever seen this. She's never had a boyfriend.
I saw this picture that she sends in the shared photo album with just three random dudes.
It doesn't look like Peter from Taken, does it?
Let me see the picture.
I would be salty.
Outside the airport?
I sent her a text. I was like, are those guys in a band? Like, I didn't know if that was like the Prague's, you know, because she's spent money going backstage.
I would be salty at that picture. Seriously. Right. They look like they only want one
three
thing.
Three Peters hanging out outside the airport. Bad news.
They might be in a band.
But they're not. She just said, no, they're just friends.
That's shady.
These are her new Prague friends.
I mean, all 9 out of 10 pictures are with like 5 girlfriends.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, just was like here, 3 girlfriends. You know, 5 girlfriends.
I'd want to get off the shared photo.
They went on a paddle boat.
She's hanging out with a bunch of Jacob Varanas at the clubs in Prague.
Orlando Bloom went on a paddle boat too.
He certainly did.
I couldn't even think about work. I would have called in Prague. Man,
I'm kind of with you.
When I get that picture,
yeah, you're going to be salty.
Things are going to change.
You're going to be thrown for a loop-de-loop.
Yep.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. We've got Randy Cross to talk some Terps football coming up at 8:20. Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, at 9. But next, we hit the skins and give you the latest on injuries, Jordan Reed, and more here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.